Susanna the Seeker. This is written by Sister Marie Garvin, Ireland. Sister Susanna Choi, SSC, is the new congregational leader for the Columban Sisters. She shares her remarkable journey of faith with Sister Marie Garvin, SSC. Growing up in a farming family in Young Am in the Archdiocese of Gwangju, Korea, gave me a great love of nature and of country life. I was the second youngest of seven girls and with my sisters worked to help my parents on our family farm, so I'm familiar with the joys and sorrows involved in this way of life. Daily, we walked the 30-minute journey to and from our local primary school. Like that of the majority of the pupils who attended our school, our family was not affiliated with any religion. Near our school was a tiny chapel which always aroused my interest. A local catechist attached to the Columban parish in the area held classes in the chapel, and I was curious and joined some of my friends who were preparing for baptism. I heard the seeking call. I so wanted to be baptized when I was 11 years old, but the catechist advised me to wait. Eventually, 2 years later, permission was granted, and I was so happy. My seeking had found baptism and the beginning of a whole new journey in faith. Columban Father Dan O'Gorman baptized me in 1983, and I received the name Susanna. And when I told my mother I was to be baptized a Catholic, she said, "Now you will have to be a good girl," and I replied, "Yes, I will." Following my baptism as an enthusiastic Christian, I became active at the local chapel, helping to prepare the weekly liturgies with my companions, all under the supervision of the catechist, as the priest was able to visit only once a month. It was a precious time, an experience for me as I continued my faith journey with joy. I completed high school and went to Seoul to work, and my elder sister was already there, and she too had been baptized a Catholic. My quest and seeking continued when I heard about the Columban Sisters' vocation days, which I attended. Again, I felt a call and wished to enlist right away, but once again was advised to wait. And this was not easy for me, but in hindsight it was right. I spoke with my parents and they gave me permission. My father said, "Go and try," while my mother's wish was that I remain in Korea rather than go overseas. In 1994, at the age of 24, I made my profession as a Columban sister. Following studies in Birmingham, I qualified as a nurse and in 2003 became one of the refounding group to go to Myanmar. It had been 36 years since our Columban sisters were expelled from what was then known as Burma. Here, I found great scope for my nursing skills among the desperately sick and poor Kashin people. The political situation was dangerous, but I yearned to cross boundaries to seek out the needy. Given the courage, freedom and trust of the congregation to go beyond and take risks, I was able to spread my wings to meet God and his beloved poor and sick, where I experienced a real deepening of my faith. The Kashin people allowed me to be myself. They loved and accepted me, and this helped propel me on my missionary journey. It was a deepening of my faith that began by seeking baptism in Korea. It was further nourished through the simplicity of life and warm relationships of the Kashin people. As a missionary, I am convinced that seeking leads to finding real treasures. Sister Marie Garvin, Missionary Sisters of St. Columban.